Wisdom is knowledge used. Wisdom is knowledge used. We all have wisdom. We all have knowledge. We all have the ability to take that knowledge and make it useful to ourselves. We all have the ability to take the knowledge of the universe and make it our own and put it into use for us to make our lives more fulfilled and more meaningful and more wonderful. Wisdom is knowledge used. We can look at the wise people, and they're people that use knowledge. They're people that listen within themselves to the divine encyclopedia, the divine dictionary, the divine source of wisdom, and then they apply it. They apply that knowledge in their everyday life. They know how to make things. They know how to do things. They know how to enjoy things. They know how to delight in life and delight in the knowledge that makes life so meaningful. The encyclopedia is knowledge, too. It's just a big bunch of books full of all of the information that it's full of. Wikipedia on the computer is another source of knowledge. You look up things in the Google or the Wikipedia or in the encyclopedia to find out things that are interesting to you. You look up how large the world is. You look up how many people are around the world. You look up how to knit or how to crochet. You look up how to use things in all sorts of beautiful ways. All of this knowledge is magical, wonderful. And the wise people are those who turn to that knowledge. Now, we can turn to the outer books. And the outer books will give us lots of wonderful knowledge. They'll give us lots of wonderful knowledge, but how we use that knowledge is the wisdom that is within us. Only can be guided by the within us program. The divine in us knows how to take all the wisdom of the universe and utilize it for our benefit. We can be the billionaires in this world if we want, by taking their ideas and making them work, putting them to work. It's not the idea of doing something to make money. That's okay too. But it's the idea of doing something because it's fun to do it. You come up with a new mousetrap. You come up with a new idea, something new and imaginable. Wise people are always coming up with beautiful new things. And when you see a wise person come up with a way of making candles that are more beautiful and that burn dripless candles, can you imagine that? Now, what wise person thought that up? Well, that knowledge existed. That knowledge always existed, but it took some person to take that knowledge and apply it, to take that knowledge and use it. And that's what wisdom is all about, using knowledge. Wise people use knowledge, and they use it joyfully and wonderfully and happily, and they use it all the time. And all of us are using that knowledge that we have all the time. The knowledge might be the learning that we did in mathematics or in poetry or in any other thing that comes into our world. And all this knowledge is just so wonderful. We can, and we do, know all. But do we go within to get it and then use it? We can and do know all. We have the encyclopedia of all knowledge within us. We have that Wikipedia like in our computer. Just open the computer and there it is. And you name it and call it forth and there it is. Well, we can do that same thing in ourselves. We can call forth all the knowledge within ourselves by just opening up our inner book. All wisdom is within and awaiting our use of it. We can call it forth and learn how to make a dripless candle. We can learn how to handle spaceships. We can learn how to do things. And, you know, all our mechanisms and all our mechanical type of devices are wonderful indeed. But when we start using our mental devices, then we are using the greatest devices of all. We are using the wonderful, magical devices that are forever. And these devices are absolutely forever. They go on forever, and they're always there. We read about these Star Trek ships that are out there, and they seem to be out there with no fuel, and yet they have all the fuel they need. They take the air and replenish the air and make it perfect for them to use again and again and again. And you say, that has limitations. We are now with those limitations. And yes, that's true. But the dreamers of the Star Trek program, the dreamers, the writers, they think of these things and they think how they could be. They think how the mechanics of it could work. And in thinking how the mechanics of it to work, they come up with all sorts of ideas of how to make it something functional, how to make it something beautiful and real now. If we could look at the thinkers, the wise people of all times, they're the ones who took an idea and then worked with it. They took an idea and said, hey, I'm going to build a dripless candle. I'm going to build a better mousetrap. I'm going to build a spaceship to go to the moon or to the stars. Oh, yes. I'm going to do all these magical things. And the wonderful thing about the Space Trek, the Star Trek movie, is that they can use their ability with the magic of the making movies to make all of these things appear true. And then, after they have made them appear true, then there are those who carry it further and not only make it appear true, but make it true. Make it something that is a reality. They take this knowledge or this thought and they use their wisdom to bring that thought into being as something very wonderful, very magical, and very exciting. And oftentimes the dreamers who are dreaming in one direction create something which is useful in another direction. And as they do that, we say, wow, isn't that a happy, lucky happenstance? And there is no luck. There is no happy stance. It's the matter of application of wisdom. You and I can apply our wisdom every moment of our life. You and I can apply the wisdom, the knowledge, use the knowledge, and make all our dreams come true. We can take the encyclopedia, the knowledge of that, the Wikipedia. We can take the minds of wise people, and they're bringing forth all of the magic that makes life exciting and so beneficial to everyone. So today, join the legions of those who are out there using the knowledge of the universe with their wisdom, their inner guidance, their inner direction to accomplish miracles that are commonplace. Join them. They're ready. They say, come on aboard. We'll do these magic things together. Have a lovely day and know that in all things, I truly love you. I love you. I love you.